What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the YBO Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Royster. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO Podcast. On today's episode, I'm talking about a life lesson I got from a TV episode. I've done this on the show before, and it's always fun for me to just go back and look at those sitcoms that I used to watch as a kid, and now, you know, getting those life lessons again as an adult. And this episode I'm going to be talking about is from The Wayans Brothers. This is a great episode from 1996, so stay tuned to hear my recap of this episode. So this episode that we're diving into, you know, this life lesson, that this kind of after school special, this isn't really after school special. I don't know when this show aired. I'm guessing it was like a late night comedy. This is really a good lesson for people of all ages, honestly. And it's a lesson that Sean actually had to learn in this episode of The Wayans Brothers. Usually it's Marlon. Marlon was the idiot, but this time around it was Sean. And so we're going to be talking about season 3, episode 3. It's titled Moving On Up. And the episode just starts just showing how stupid Marlon is. Marlon is the embarrassing dumb brother. He's lovable on the show. Like, you can't help but to love him, but he is really dumb as a brick. And so Sean even makes a joke like, oh, you'll have to excuse my brother. He was born 8 months premature. Like, shit like that is why I love this show. It's the 90s. They used to just say out-of-pocket shit. And it gets even worse throughout the episode. You'll hear me talk about it. But this episode in particular, Sean, you know, it starts out at his newsstand. So I think, yeah, like I said, this is season 3. At this point, Sean has made a little name for himself. He's an entrepreneur. He has his own newsstand. And now, mind you, this is all in like one building across from his dad's diner. And so he's kind of established. Marlon is working for Sean. So you're working for your brother. You're sleeping on your brother's couch. Sean always kind of gives that like better than you kind of attitude sometimes to Marlon. So anyways, he's like, yeah, my brother's super embarrassing. And today in particular, he's super embarrassing and out of pocket because Sean is trying to impress, kiss up to this dude, Parker. And I forgot to look up where Parker's from. I've definitely seen him on TV shows before. You know, the 90s, how they used to just recycle black actors on these sitcoms. And so maybe he was on an episode of The Parkers or something. His name is Parker on this episode, though. So Sean even says, like, Parker's got it going on. He drives a Porsche. He has a house in the Hamptons and dates models. So Sean wants to be Parker. He wants to impress Parker. So much so that he actually lies and says, you know, I just told you guys he has this one little newsstand. He lies to Parker and says, like, oh, I have newsstands all over the tri-state area. So, you know, really trying to exaggerate and make himself seem like something he's not. And that's the whole point of this episode, like trying to be something that you're not just to move up or advance or whatever. Like, we'll get into it because that's really what I want to talk about. I want to talk about uppity black people and why we try so hard to be uppity and fit in. But anyways... Parker says, oh, this was interesting to me. Parker on the episode, he says, I used to deliver newspapers. Then I got, you know, the Wall Street fever. So he tried to make himself sound like he had his own rags to riches story. And again, we don't know how people get their riches, but this just seemed phony to me. You know, like when a rich person is like, oh, I delivered newspapers when I was 11. So I know about the struggle. Like, no, you don't. So he was trying to relate to Sean in some way, whatever. Sean, of course, ate it up because that's what people do when you're looking for attention or when you're trying to fit into a group. If they say one little thing to you, remember on Mean Girls when Regina was like, ooh, cute skirt. And the girl was like, oh my God, Regina complimented my skirt. Like, I'm never taking this skirt off. Regina turned around and was like, that was the ugliest skirt I've ever seen in my life. So people will just lie to you, you know, to feed your ego or whatever. So like I said, Sean is eating this up. He exaggerates and lies about his own you know, business. And Marlon actually calls him out on it when Parker leaves. He's like, yo, why did you lie like that? And Marlon in general just thinks that Parker is corny. He even calls himself a stuck-up snob. So Sean, you know, he's like, whatever, you don't understand. Like, I'm trying to get into this lifestyle. So Sean goes out to lunch with Parker, comes back in a business suit, starts talking in different acronyms, you know, like in the office when they'd be like EOD, ASAP, like Sean was like, yeah, you know, he's trying to sound important, like use all the same lingo. But you could tell, like, this is what, the second scene of the show, you could tell in this episode, like, even his vernacular is changing. He's so trying to fit in with Parker, a whole time Parker's just trying to fit in with the white people, so he's changing his vernacular. He's saying things like in a jiffy, like it's hilarious because if you know the Wayans brothers, like he's just hamming it up. Like Sean is just like in a jiffy, like cheese and crackers. What's going on here? Like really acting like a whole Carlton. And so Parker says that Sean is, you know, a really good fit for the St. George Club, and this just reminded me of like every sorority or social club that you've ever tried to join and fit in, and like it probably wasn't a right fit, and you probably didn't fit in because you were born to stand out anyway. Like Sean on this show, he's clearly got things going for him, and he doesn't need to lie and change who he is to fit in, but in his mind he thinks he does if he wants to make it as a businessman. So you know, he even says, you know, I want to join this St. George Club. And there's actually a new member meeting on this episode the same day as his pool tournament with Marlon. So strike one, you have to let your brother down. Marlon even says, you're going to piece me out for a bunch of yuppies? And I just love the 90s, you know, slang, like, piece me out. Like, it was really a moment where another brother let a brother down because he wanted to be in the pool tournament. He was like, nah, I'm gonna go to this St. George Club meeting. So that was strike one. Like, you really chose the yuppies over your own. And I just feel like when people kind of get ahead, they definitely do forget where they came from. And Sean was starting to act like he was better than his own flesh and blood. Now, I can relate because we all have that annoying whoever, fill in the blank, friend, cousin, sister, brother, somebody who gets on your nerves. You don't really, you love them, but like, you know, you can't bring them certain places. That was definitely Marlon on the Wayans show. I don't know if they're like that in real life, because remember, they are real life brothers. I don't know how they are in real life. But he was like, wow, like, you really hurt me. Like, that tournament was important to me. Like, he wanted to beat TC, who I, you know, remember TC. I think he was on Martin. He was also on the Wayans brothers, but I know him as Mr. Mosby from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, if you were a Disney Channel kid. So anyways, that actor, he plays TC. They're trying to beat them in the pool tournament or whatever. Marlon, at this point, enlists his grandma to play in the pool tournament because Sean reneges on him. So Sean says, the game is important to you, but I've outgrown it. Talking about, like, get over the pool game. Like, yeah, it's important to you, but it's not important to me anymore. And I think that's an important lesson right there. It's like, number one, you don't have to be so harsh. If your friend or your brother still likes to do things that you don't like to do, that's okay. It's okay to outgrow people, but you don't have to act like holier than thou or I'm better than you or whatever this attitude Sean had all puffed up from hanging out with the dude Parker for 2.5 seconds. And that was a life lesson right there because I am in my 20s and my late 20s at this point, and I'm starting to, you know, outgrow certain people. I've cut off how many friends at this point? It's nothing to brag about, but it's just like outgrowing certain things and certain people. And there's a way that you can do it without, you know, never talking to that person again or letting them down, never hanging out with again. Like, Sean, come on, you probably will play pool with your brother every once in now and again, but you're acting like you're better than him. And so that really hurt Marlon's feelings. And so Marlon goes to their dad, and you guys know Pops is played by, what's his name? John Witherspoon from Friday and so on. And so he plays their dad. And Marlon goes to him and he's like, wow, I've even caught him watching Friends. And that was hilarious to me because I feel like that is such a white sitcom. Like, I've never watched an episode of Friends in my life. Everybody's always, I don't understand the pop culture hype about it. I feel like it was just another coming of age sitcom. But hey, I mean, I'm over here talking about the Wayans brothers, so there's somebody out there doing a whole podcast on Friends. But Marlon used that as an example of his whiteness. Like, Sean is turning so white, he's watching Friends. That was hilarious to me. So Marlon, TC, and the chubby dude, I can't remember his name, but he's from Lean On Me, you know, Juice, that actor. The 90s, man. I'm telling you, these black actors, there weren't a whole lot of opportunities. So if you could get into a John Singleton film or if you could get into a whatever, you know, it was really awesome to see how they kind of recycled around these shows, around the black acting scene. And so Marlon, TC, and the chubby dude, sorry, I can't remember his name, they crash the St. George Club, which is hilarious because I just told you how embarrassing and ghetto they are. But they crash the St. George Club. So TC, he's the one that they were going to be playing pool against. TC tries to scam a white lady at the social club. Marlon tries to holler at a chick and even says, if I had a gold card, your old uppity ass would be talking to me. And then the other dude, he was stealing all the food. He was putting the food in his pockets, the chubby dude. So that's exactly why Sean did not want y'all to come here. This is why I can relate, because, yeah, we do have those family members, and you don't want to tell them to stop being themselves or to tone it down, but you can tell them to tone it down nicely. And Marlon was definitely doing the most. They was really embarrassing Sean. And so Sean was furious. He was like, what the hell are you doing here? Are you trying to blow it for me? That line stood out to me because I'm like, blow what? Like, you really act like the end-all be-all is being part of this social club. And I feel like a lot of Black people kind of lose sight. We want to fit in so badly. Me included, I've been there where I tried to assimilate into the workplace. That's why I said this episode hit home for me, because as I started a new job in 2022, as I started a new job in 2022, I had to remind myself, like, I'm not going to fit in. I'm just not. Like, I tried to fit in, you know, going back to the hybrid workforce, you know, meeting new people, small talk, all the small talk, all the clicks, just trying to get into that workplace culture and realizing I might not fit in, and that's okay. And I also hate Black people getting blamed for that in the workplace. Like, oh, we're giving you a low performance review because we don't see you enough. You don't come out to happy hour enough. What's that got to do with my performance? Nothing. If I don't want to fit in, if I don't want to make banter and be friendly, that shouldn't go against my performance review. But anyways, you know, I was dealing with that myself in 2022, right? So it just hit home for me, you know, when he was like, oh, you're going to blow it for me. Like, I'm trying to fit in here. And I was just like, you don't have to. Like, this is mad corny to watch. Like, it's hilarious watching this episode back from 1996, because that's how y'all look today. Like, Sean was stuffy in a suit trying to fit in with Parker. Y'all be out here flashing y'all little fake Klarna designer trying to fit in. And you don't have to do that. If you have your own style, if you were born to stand out, it's just not going to happen. You're going to be uncomfortable for the rest of your life because you're not supposed to be in that situation. And so Sean, even his mask had to fall for a second because Marlon was like, I'm here to save you, bro. This ain't you. And Marlon put Sean to the test and he asked him, what's his favorite movie? This is just to show like how Black he is, like how he doesn't deserve to, not deserve, but he doesn't need to fit into this social club. He's like, what's your favorite movie, Sean? And he's like, Brady Bunch. And he's like, no, it's not. What's your favorite movie? It's Shaft. And so he just can't even help himself because he loves that movie. His mask falls down and he just gets into the song and they start singing the Shaft theme song. And so Parker's like, well, we tried with you. And Sean is like, I mean, I am who I am. And thank you for inviting me here. And if I decide that I want to be in this club in the future, I will be back, but I will be myself. He said, when I come back, I'll get in because of who I am, not because of who I pretend to be. So that was the moment, you know, in the sitcom, oh, yeah, the clapping. Everybody realized, you know, that Sean was doing the most to fit into this group. And I just think that it really goes to show how, you know, Sean also said, I appreciate you keeping me real. And Marlon said, I almost thought I lost you, brother. And so that just reminds me how we really have to keep people who will hold us accountable around us. I know we don't like to hear that, but I definitely am that tough love friend. I am the friend who will give it to you. It's weird. Like, I also don't like confrontation. So it's a balance. You know, I don't mind. If you ask me, I'm going to give you the real honest truth. But if you don't ask me, lately I've been learning to mind my own business. But definitely want to have people around you that hold you accountable and keep you down to earth and keep you real. Because if you're moving up and you're forgetting where you're coming from, then that's only going to hurt you. You can't bring everybody with you, but I will say you have to keep people who remind you to stay grounded, because you could definitely lose sight of how you got there in the first place. That's the thing. I feel like people definitely forget where they come from, and so once they get on top, it's like you think you're better than where you came from. No, you're same Jenny from the block. You're same so-and-so from the projects. Like, don't forget where you came from, because it could all be taken away in an instant, too. What if Sean did join the St. George Club, and the St. George Club burned down, and there's no more St. George Club? Like, you can't be defined by your organization. That's no shade to Greek people, but I definitely feel like people in certain groups, that's their whole identity. And that can't be your identity. You have to have an identity outside of that. And you definitely have to have people who remind you where you came from. Now, I don't like the people who bring up, like, where you came from, again, at an awkward time and place or the inappropriate time and place, okay? You don't got to bring up my past in front of new friends or new people that I'm trying to get acquainted with or a business meeting or anything like that, okay? I hate when people try to bring up the past, like, oh, Christina, remember when you... No, I don't remember. That was the old me. Don't bring that up now. Now, if you start to change and you start to move on up and people don't respect that or people start to hate on that, then that's a problem with them. Because like I said, you can't bring everybody with you. If you're maturing at a faster pace or at a different rate, we're all running different races. So if you're the friend who's, you know, elevating at a faster rate, like Sean had the business before Marlon did or whatever, and he was able to put him on. Sean did say, you know, I have dreams and I have goals, and I'm moving up. He said, but I'm always bringing you with me. And so that's great that he didn't forget his family, that he was able to snap out of it. Some people don't snap out of it. And I've seen some TikToks of some Black people who need to snap out of it. I want to wake y'all up. Get out. Get out like Daylan Kalula. Get out. Because I just see a lot of people trying to fit into situations when you don't need to. You just need to be yourself. So hope that was a great life lesson from the Wayans brothers. I know it really stood out to me. It was hilarious. Go check out that episode. It's season 3, episode 3, available on HBO Max, and it's called Moving On Up. And that concludes this episode of YBO. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow wherever you're watching, listening, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YBO Podcast. Bye.